Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Did you like my triple hellos in the style of Kelty Knight?
So inspiring.
You're the
so
queen inspiring. Of the triple hello. Hi, guys. Welcome to the lady gang. Thanks for listening, because each week we bring you this beautiful bundle of joy right to your smartphone.
Sure
and,
do.
And
I love how you say smartphone.
Smartphone.
It's just
a smartphone. I mean, it's not a flip phone.
That's true.
No, it's true. It's very like 45-year-old
of
me. I'm Becca Tobin, actress, blogger, just all around great gal. And to my right, Jack Vanek, clothing designer, CEO of her own brand, Girl Boss. Jack Vanek, she's the girl boss.
I thought you said my brand was
no,
girl boss.
No, her brand
like,
is not girl
wrong.
Boss. And then knower of all things media, Hollywood, models, movies, stars, music, entertainment journalist, Kelty Knight.
These are not my real fingernails.
Ooh, that's...
Wait, do I have my fun fact?
That's all my fun
What's
fact.
What's your fun fact? Those are acrylic?
Yeah.
They look good.
My fun fact is my
so
first crush was the Green Power Ranger.
I don't even know what that person looks like.
He had a ponytail.
You always loved a bad boy.
Delicious.
What's your fun fact?
My fun fact is...
So fun. We're off to a great start, everyone.
What's my fun fact?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, moving on.
Okay.
We need to prepare better for these
I know,
podcasts.
We do. We know it's coming. We never prepare. Story of my life. Okay, so it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Okay, good week, bad week. Who wants to start?
I'll start. My good week... I mean, I feel like I talk a lot about our Facebook group because it's like my little baby that I'm like watering and making flourish.
Yes.
But I think that we really made it because we're getting spammed on our
I know,
Facebook
there's
group.
Fakes.
Not only have we gotten girls saying, rate my nudie pictures, but we've gotten a little bit of porn on there.
Yeah, a little porn means you're happening.
There
it's
was,
a place
whoa.
To be.
There was this one post of, I don't, it was some link to a porn site, but the picture was like, oh, like it looked like a teenager, which is gross. Like against the wall and a guy lifting up her shirt and like licking her boob.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's hot.
Yeah. So I don't really know how to delete these people, but I've been trying. But I think that's, you know,
we made it.
We made it. I mean, we got
We've
spammed.
Arrived.
So famous.
I don't know where they're finding it from.
What's your good week?
That's a good week.
Oh, bad week.
What's your bad week?
Okay,
what's
sliding, your bad week? On the sliding scale, that good week is like at a 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad week. So... this past weekend, I went to like this lake place called the Dirty Delta. Everybody nicknames it up in NorCal.
Okay.
And it's like a lake that people go on their boats and like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very dirty. I saw a dirty diaper in the lake. And there's food. There was some black matter that looked like it should be in the universe somewhere.
Ew.
And... So we go, and Scott's friend had a boat, and I've never been wakeboarding before.
Mm-hmm. You wakeboarded with the dirty diaper?
I was like, no, I will do anything. If something's going on, an activity or whatever, I'm like, I'm going to do all the things. So
oh
I'm like,
God.
I'll try to wakeboard. I've never been wakeboarding before. And Scott was like, you know, it's really hard. Like, you probably won't get up, but you should just try. It'll be fun, whatever. Mm-hmm. I got up on my first try. I was
so athletic.
I was really good. It felt like my arms were going to get ripped off my body. So I'm up there, and, you know, I'm riding along. I'm looking at Scott like, I told you so. I'd, like, get up. I'm pretty, you know, whatever. And all of a sudden, I, like, trip over a wave.
Fall
flat on my ass at, like, 30 miles an hour. It felt like, I don't know, like a pint of water went up my butthole.
Yeah.
Like, flat on my butthole.
A full enema?
Yeah.
And... In the dirty delta. I've never, like, done anal before, but, like, I feel like maybe that's what it feels like when there's just, like, a surprise penis up your butt.
Ooh.
So that happened. And then I woke up yesterday morning with my first yeast infection.
From the dirty delta.
From the dirty delta.
Ew!
So I'm sitting here in grandma panties with Monistat up my vagina and toilet paper stuff in my underwear because I forgot panty liners.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, gross.
This is
sorry
horrible.
About your life.
Well, I have a good segue to yeast infection, so I'm going to go into my This is my good week, you guys.
A non-yeast infection week?
Mm-hmm. So I, for the last, like, 3 weeks, have been feeling just weird, like, off. And my boobs were feeling
pregnant?
Super big. I thought I was.
Oh, God. Nightmare.
My boobs were super big. I was eating everything in sight and never felt full.
Yeah.
Like, that awful, awful thing. And I'm like, and I don't, with this IUD, I don't get my period every month. So I don't know.
And they're only, like, 98%.
Yeah. So it's, like, one in sperm.
Well,
I think the IUD statistic is, like, 1 in 100. And I'm so unlucky that I know that I'm, like, the one.
You're going to be the one.
So I'm like, I'm feeling so weird. I'm feeling these weird abdominal pains. Like, I need to go to the doctor. So I gear myself up to go to the doctor to be told that I'm pregnant. Like,
take a pregnancy test?
No, because I don't want to spend $20 on a pregnancy test and have that, like, sad moment in my bathroom with the pregnancy test where I find out, isn't it bad that it's still sad at 30 to see?
No, me too. Me too.
I just caught myself. That's really dark.
No. Anyway. I won't buy a pregnancy test because I'm too nervous about
it. So I'm
it.
Like, I'll just go to my doctor. I love my doctor. And I'm like, if I'm going to find something out like that, I want to be with her.
Yeah.
So I go and I'm like, okay, this is what's going to happen. I'm really prepared. I like know I'm pregnant. I just want to go and like get her to confirm. And I go and I'm like, I'm feeling weird and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, go pee. We'll do it. We'll test your urine, whatever. She comes back and she's like, you are not pregnant. You've had a bladder infection for weeks.
Oh, shit.
And remember, this is my good week.
And I'm like, well, you not being pregnant.
Praise the Lord.
Like,
I have
yes.
a bladder infection. And all that is some antibiotics and we're good.
Thank God.
So there you go. There's
it's not a baby.
Congrats, Becca.
You are not pregnant.
I am not pregnant. I'm twisted. That's where my brain goes every time. Pregnant, whatever.
Same.
My bad week is that I was on Instagram. It always starts there. And on my like explore page, I fall down a rabbit hole. You know, you just like kind of go and
yeah.
I don't even know how I got to this thing. This girl just got engaged. Her ring is identical to my ring.
Wait, this girl or a girl you know?
A girl I do not know. Identical. And I have a very different engagement ring. Like, it's unique and it's like, you know, I've not really seen this ring. We like, so my fiance designed it. And I'm like, what the? And this is like, last
did she
week.
Copy you?
I go and I look at the people she follows on social media.
She follows you.
Follows me, follows a ton of people that I know from New York. So I don't know this person, but it's one of those people who's like a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend.
But you haven't even posted pictures of your ring. Unless you've seen you in person, you haven't seen it.
Time out. The guy who made my ring, who I love, is a good friend of mine.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, sure, post a picture of my ring. Like, he did such a beautiful job.
Stop.
He did such a beautiful job. And then he tells my fiance that someone called and was like, my fiance loves the ring you just made. Can you just tell me, like, a little bit about it? I'm an idiot. I don't know, like, what I'm looking at here. So he was like, yes, it's a this, 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 and this. And then that guy took the photo.
Copied it.
Wait, but she doesn't know it's yours.
She does know. She told her fiance, I love this ring.
Well, I mean, Becca.
But seeing it off of the guy who made its page, right? Not yours?
It was from the guy who made.
He tagged you.
He tagged me, and that's fine. He's a friend of ours, and he did a beautiful job. So I was like, sure, I don't care. But I wasn't prepared for someone else to have the same ring.
So what you're saying is the fact that I copied her denim jacket was fine, but the ring is not.
The ring is different. It's like, yeah. I wear this every single day, and it's a little more expensive than that denim jacket. Slightly. So there you go. I mean, I know this is bound to happen, but
that's definitely
just,
bound to happen.
It stung.
When you're
a
celebrity, people are going to copy you, Becca.
It's not even that I'm a celebrity. She just knows friends that I know. You know what I mean?
How many people got the pear-shaped halo ring after Jessica Simpson?
So many.
Everyone in the world.
It's true.
What does she feel like?
Yeah, but Jessica Simpson has like so many great things going for her. All I have is a pretty engagement ring, you guys. All right, Kelty. Good week, bad week.
All right, so I was up for this really big job. And I was super stoked about it. And so much so that like the first the network called and then I had like a hour long conversation with the executive producer and they were like, my agent was pretty much like, you're totally in, like this is in your family, like you're in, just like go to the audition. And they're seeing a handful of people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, great. So I go to the audition. I see the girl before me and I was like, I got this. Like, I'm so good. I wore my sexy red dress. I was like, ready. I did my audition. It was fine. I always think it's like kind of hard to audition in a room with like no people and there's like a fake actor or there's like the contestant or whatever. And I was like, oh, whatever. And I walked out and my agent was like, yeah, you did great. They love you. Like, just I'll let you know when I hear. And I don't hear anything. Then I don't hear anything. In my head, I've already spent the money that I'm going to make from my like side hustle series that I'm going to host.
That's always fun.
And I found out that I lost the job. I didn't get it. Not only did I lose the job, they didn't pick another girl. They picked a little person, a little person man, to host the show. So now listen, I have lots of friends that are LPs because I did Radio City. Like, I mean, they're talented and like live your best life. But can you imagine when you're like, I think I'm going to get it, and you wear your giant push-up bra and you're like bodycon outfit, and you're like, I really slayed the audition. Here I am. I'm a big star. And then you lost the job to like, not only did you lose it to a man, but you lost it to like a little person man.
I'm going
to
tell you something. I love when I don't get a job that I like slayed the audition and I find out who gets it.
Yeah.
I love it when it's some beautiful black girl with an afro because I'm like, I can't even compete with that. It's like if it were a blonde bitch that's 30 and like looks a little kind of cute, not great, I'd be like, that's me, but it's not.
You know this guy's going to bring so much to the show that you cannot do.
Exactly.
There's a whole I know. But that was hard.
Okay,
can we just admit that it was a little hard?
I understand that that is a blow.
You're like, so my sexy push-up bra and Spanx like did nothing for it. Like I was so, anyway, you went in a totally different direction.
You didn't have what they wanted on the menu.
I guess not. So that was my bad week. Here's my good week. I went to Becca's Brow Girl in Studio City, Brows. My brows have never looked better.
Shout out to Debbie.
What's up, Debs? Thank you for the recommendation.
You're welcome.
I had my second appointment, and I think they're coming in nicely. And I looked at myself for the first time ever on television in the monitor today, and I liked my face.
Oh, did you not?
That's amazing.
Huge. Did you not have the weird brow thing that you usually have?
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't had any brow notes from the producers in a long time. So
thank God nobody's making notes on your brows.
Well, you brought the realtor into my life that found me my home.
Yep.
And I brought the brow girl into your life
that fixed
your face.
There you go.
I felt good, which is rare. I never look in the monitor and I'm like, oh wow, I look great. Like I was like, oh, my face looks good. A brow changes everything.
That's great.
On that note, when we come back, we're very excited because we have a very sexy Honduras naked dating lady with us.
The Lady Gang Inquire.
All right, guys, our guest today is someone who is the definition of work hard, be nice to people, and good things will happen in your life. She started her career as a radio DJ, moved on to host BET's 106 in Park for like 6-7 years. She was seen every day in 85 million homes. Then she moved on to come work beside me at our sister show Entertainment Tonight. And that is where she beat me out for the infamous Emmy Award.
I was like, what?
I had to think about it for a minute. I was like, what did I win? What did I beat you out
at? You always win. She's currently the host of Dating Naked on VH1. And the very coolest thing about Roxy is that when we worked side by side together, she would sometimes give me old clothes that she didn't want anymore. And that is a sign of a good woman. A woman that has a nice dress that's like, I'm done with this. You can have it now. That's a real girl.
Oh, that is a selfless act.
That is very selfless.
Welcome to the Lady Gang, Roxy.
Thank you for having me. Congratulations. I saw that little clip. Was that Life and Style? Or Us Weekly?
Us Weekly.
That was really, really nice. I'm so proud of you.
We're so popular.
That was a really good moment.
Thank you.
It's good to see friends and see the beginning of things and where it ends up. And this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Proud of you guys.
We're doing
things.
Thank you.
Doing things.
So first of all, Dating Naked is on right now.
Yes.
It is the craziest show pretty much ever. So people come, two main people.
Yeah.
And they're just naked. And so we get that and they're dating, whatever. But what is life as a host when you're looking at the junks?
Eye contact has never been so hard. No pun intended. It's difficult to talk about this show. It really is. Even more to promote it. But, it's as crazy as you can think of.
I have a question. You know, does anybody get like a surprise boner?
There was a halfy one time.
A little chub.
Most of the people are like so nervous when it comes to elimination. You know, I mean, and I know that the questions come about the nudity and what happens, but in all these people are really there to find love and have a moment. And they bond with the main two. They bond with Natalie and David. And they're, mm-hmm. like, really thinking, I mean, he could have had a great date and a great night before with that person. And the next person comes. And then they're like, it's elimination time. And they're like, oh, is he going to keep me on this island? And what's going to happen? So you don't really see too much excitement at elimination. Most people are kind of like, is this the day that I'm going to leave home? And I mean, yeah. I'm going to leave and go home. So but there was a semi one time. I did not look. Producers had to tell me in my ear. And I was like, I'm not going to look. I'm not going to look.
My God. What did you learn about the human form, seeing all these naked people?
You know, I already knew that we came in all shapes and colors and all sorts of things. It's interesting where people put tattoos and piercings nowadays. And,
was there any dick piercings?
No, I didn't even. I didn't look. I you know what? I'm not one that's like totally squeamish when it comes to nudity at all. I think that the human body is a beautiful thing, you know. And Europeans, I mean, if you go to Europe, I mean, they don't care about you see new pictures on the billboards and stuff like that. And it's not I'm having a Kanye moment. It's art. It's not, you know, it's not porn, it's art.
Right.
So it doesn't get me squeamish or freak me out or anything like that. And I was after the first 2-3 days, I mean, at first, you know, reaction, I'm like, oh God. And but at the third day, I'm like, who cares, you know?
Whatever. Yeah, it's just like normal for you.
Yeah, I didn't care. I mean, I was wearing swimsuits most of the time, so I was almost naked, but I just, you know, had my its and bits covered.
And very its and bits. If you go on Roxy's Instagram, you'll see how itty bitsy it was. Very sexy.
Anyway, so it was, but it was fun. And it was fun. It was a fun time. Great tans.
Everybody else got great tan.
Yeah, they didn't have tan lines like me. I had tan lines, so they had great tans over there.
You've been in this business for a long time, and you certainly are someone that has worked your way up to the top. You know what I mean? It wasn't handed to you on a silver platter. So what has been the ish moment? What's been the moment where you thought, this is it, I have made it, I am successful, I did what I wanted to do?
I'm sorry, I have to mention it. Kelsey,
you have to understand that this is an ongoing joke.
We introduced her as two-time Emmy.
Yeah, at least you're a two-time nominated. I just got one. No, if that makes it any better, I don't know. I'm just trying to make it seem any better. No,
you're
it
nice.
Was
the, you are very nice.
It was, you know, the crazy thing is we won as a show, and if you see how hard Kelty works, you know, entertainment journalism is no joke. You're mm-hmm. out there, you're grinding. Of course, we're not groundbreaking news, but you know, we grind. We're hard workers, and when Entertainment Tonight won the Emmy that they won that year, I didn't know I was going to get an Emmy. I had no idea how it worked. I was just happy to be a part of a team. And you're my witness. I was like, oh my God. And at that time, I was on my way out of Entertainment Tonight too. So it was kind of a great parting gift. Like, oh, here you go too. You get an Emmy. I was like, yes, I'm just, you know, it's great, beautiful trophy. Great to see it. It just looks really good on my resume.
Where do you keep the Emmy?
It's in my house. It's in my living room and next to.
Did you instantly change your byline on your social media to say Emmy winning?
No.
I would.
I did it.
That's I would. Like
I waited a few. I waited a few months until I did that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but it's on there now. Okay. Yeah. Oh hell yeah! Ooh. There's no way of introducing me now unless you say. I mean, it does. You know, it's a sense of achievement, but it's not. It's not your make or break, because look at other great people that don't have anything like that to say for themselves. Look at Charles Barkley. He doesn't even have a ring, you know, but he's one of the best basketball players of all time.
Yeah.
So you know, I don't really get caught up on awards and accolades. I just like my work to speak for itself. So
there you go.
That's where I've been at. But
me too, Roxy.
That was
me too.
You know, I'm bringing the Emmy over to you so you can have it.
Kelty's literally going to come to your house and steal it. She'll do a nude photo shoot with it.
It was so funny this year at the Emmys when my husband came with me and he was like, I really think the other shows are going to split the vote and I think you're going to win it. And I was like a little bit drunk. I was like, there's no way. And we just sat there and he looked at me after we lost and he was like, oh, I really thought you had it. And I was like, you're an idiot. Like there was not, anyway.
It's so
okay.
Political. Like,
it's so
like,
political.
It's so political. Like nowadays, I'm like, really? I mean, look at how the Oscars are now. Like really, you can guess who's going to win. And it's not a surprise. Oh, wow. I didn't know that was going to happen moment anymore. So it really doesn't mean.
Okay. So that's your ish, the Emmy. What has been the hardest, your heartbreak? Was there a gig you didn't get? Was there something, a rejection that just broke your heart and you thought, I'm out?
I never quit. No, never said I'm out. Never. I don't believe in that. But there have been a few rejections that kind of stuck to me. One was X Factor. I was the finalist for X Factor.
What? The Chloe?
The first year.
To be a host.
To be a host. I was going to be the co-host with the British guy, who I can't remember his name right now.
Wait, it wasn't with Chloe, though.
No, no. That was before. Chloe was second season. Oh, and, okay. So, yeah, X Factor was, that was always one, like, damn you, Simon. And then come back again the next season and make it all the way to, and then lose it to Khloe because she's Kardashian.
Oh, damn.
And
I was like,
you can't get a job over a Kardashian.
You can't get a job over a Kardashian. No, you can't. For sure. So X Factor was definitely one that I was just like, what would have? I don't know. It's always been a dream of mine to host like a big platform show, competition show like that. Yeah. I've always wanted to do that.
100%.
So yeah, that was so fun. That was one that's always kind of stuck.
A little salt.
But no shame.
Okay. I know you have great ones. What is your most incredible, ridiculous celebrity encounter that our listeners who are listening that never get to Hollywood, that never get to meet a celebrity, would just lose their minds? I know one.
Oh, gosh. The one, what is yours?
One time I was doing a press junket with you, and you gave Jonah Hill, like a home, and Channing Tatum some sneakers, and he was like almost licking your face. Like, he loved you so much for those Nikes.
Wait,
but
which one was licking your face?
Jonah, which is like, not Channing. It's kind of disappointing.
Mary Mann can't do it. No. Damn. That was funny. That was actually probably one of, like, Channing really didn't talk to me for a whole, like, two other interviews after that. He's like, I'm not talking to Roxy. she's not. So I had to go to the red carpet that year, and that was for what was that movie that they had? The one where they were undercover.
21 Jump Street.
22 Jump Street. That's what it was. And I had showed up at the red carpet with Jordan's for Channing, so he would finally talk to me and forgive me, and he did.
That's so cute.
You know, but
God forbid he buys them for himself.
Right. Celebrities don't buy anything.
They don't buy anything. It's true. They don't.
For now. Do you have like a crazy celebrity? Have you ever been asked out by a celebrity?
No. That doesn't
what?
Happen to me.
Really?
I wish.
Doesn't happen to me either.
No.
I thought it would definitely happen for you. You're hot.
No way. No. It doesn't happen to me. I think everybody feels like they have to be super duper professional when they hit us, like when they see us.
Because also, if you guys turn them down, I mean, you are the media, so...
That's the thing. We're media at the end of the day.
You're going to tell everyone that you got asked out.
I lose friends over my position in entertainment. Like, they don't, like... I don't get invited to the parties anymore because Roxy was there. She's going to say something.
She's going to say something.
So, no. But
Josh Groban asked me out once.
Really?
Oh, my God. He's so funny.
He asked me to his hotel room at the MGM.
Oh, my God.
And then I'd tell him I was married. Oh. And then I saw him again after that, and it's always been really awkward.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor Josh.
Yeah, I think he'd be fun to date if you were single.
If you were blind.
He's not that ugly.
I don't think
he's nerdy cute.
I don't think he's that attractive.
I think anyway, nerd.
Not my type.
Go.
Jared Leto. Y'all are funny. No, there was just always this one. He's the only one that can get me completely speechless. Like, I had nothing to say, and there was one time I think we were at the... I think it was the Emmys and at the red carpet, and he came up on my platform, and it was funny because he was supposed to go to the other platform, and he ended up coming to me, and I don't even remember what the conversation was, but and I've posted this picture before, but all of a sudden I'm pinned against like one of the rafter posts, and he's right in front of my face. I mean, eyes are daggering, and I'm just and you see me like this, and he's just looking with all of his manliness into my eyes, and I'm like, I'm going to freaking die right now. And I'm just thinking, God, I hope my breath doesn't stink because he is like literally that
like
close to my face.
I would have licked his face.
I could. There was nothing I could do. I was literally speechless, and he knew it. And I think he enjoyed every single moment
second
of my
he's
quivering body.
He's such a powerful being.
Oh, he's
that
beautiful.
Kind of stuff. Oh
he's
my God,
he will mess you up.
He sure did.
I just want to get. I just want to like
looking at you.
Can I just like brush his hair? Like I just want to go in his room and have like a hairbrush.
He also just doesn't age.
No, it's
insane.
He's looked
the same for like 30 years.
No, it's not okay.
He's a beautiful man.
Last thing. What is the secret sauce to career in entertainment, but like life anywhere, of just being, making it work for so long? Like just picking your dream and just not giving up.
I think whatever you pick in life, it has to be enjoyable. You have to be enjoying it, you know? And it sounds so cliche, but it's the truth. Because if you're not enjoying what you're probably going broke for trying to achieve, then what's the point? Mm-hmm. Then what's the point? Because once you do achieve it and you do succeed at whatever that was, it's going to even be grander for you. So I think that would be it. You got to enjoy every moment, even the bad ones.
Even the bad ones.
You got to find something to enjoy about it.
the Lady Gang.
Because Roxy is hosting this season of Dating Naked, and she's given us so much bikini envy this summer, we're going to play a game, a little quiz, and it's called Naked or Nah.
Nah. Nah.
Do you say nah?
I nah. say nah.
Nah. Nah?
I say nah.
Want to go to the bar, Roxy? Nah.
Nah.
Nah. Nah. Nah. Nah. Nah. Naked or nah? We've decided. It's officially. Okay. So basically, if I'm going to list some things that we would consider sexy and would get you naked with someone.
Oh,
and you're, if you think you this is going to get you naked, it's a naked. And if you think pass, absolutely not, no thank you, shrinkage only, dry vag, nah.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Nah.
You guys ready? Nah. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Number one, gifts of jewelry.
I mean, yeah, naked.
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 Naked for me, too.
Who would not like
right.
that?
I don't know. I just started off easy, guys.
Right.
I just make the quiz.
Okay.
So warm up. Okay. A sext.
Nah.
Nah? It's gross.
Okay. I'm going to say 99.9% of the time, nah.
What's the one? What's the 0 1?
I don't know. I might change my mind. I don't know.
Okay.
Naked for sure.
Really?
She sex. Loves a sext.
What's a good sext you've gotten?
I'm not going to say any.
But give me an example of a sext.
I don't know.
It's been
talking
a long time.
Your wet.
Like, okay. I'm
like that's just a really imagining. Standard.
I'm saying.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Totally.
A wet pee.
Ew. Ooh, I don't like it when people use the P word.
I don't
okay.
either, but there's no good word for it.
There is no
it's
good
okay
word
in sexual it. Encounters.
Yeah, it's kind of, it, yeah, but other than
oh,
that,
no. God, you guys are giving me visuals.
Okay. I'm going to say nah as well. Jack's the only one. Okay.
Hell yeah.
What about a dick pic?
Nah. Nah. That is not cute, and please stop sending them to my Instagram. So disgusting.
Jack?
Well, we all know how funny I think dick pics are, so
she
naked.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say nah as well, and also
I only think they're funny. I don't actually like them.
But it's laughter so leads to nakedness.
True.
Okay. Hot candle wax.
Like on you? On like...
Like dripping on
like
you.
Like dripping on you or just
I'm just
like
the messenger,
candy?
Roxy Diaz.
No, like,
I think
wait a
she,
minute.
I think she means like dripping on
yeah.
you. Used in sexual...
Yeah.
You never know until you try.
I know. I feel like...
Becca?
So I don't know. I've never
and
tried.
I know. Yeah. I've never done that before.
Neutral.
Neutral.
I don't know.
Neutral.
Naked, not or neutral.
Naked, not or
okay.
neutral.
Okay. Naked.
Nelty, you didn't answer.
Oh. You know what? It's a naked for me.
Have you done it?
I have had the,
do
like...
You drip it on,
the,
like your...
Sex with Emily gave us the candles.
Oh, yeah. I never used
it. You put
that.
It on, it turns into massage oil. It's kind of nice.
Where do you pour it? On your
anywhere.
Face.
Your back.
Wait, but do you... It doesn't turn into hard wax again.
No, it turns into like
so
okay.
I can't. So I can't get like my
no, your
body
bikini
shop, my body shop candle, and just be like, here, babe.
I think that's a little dangerous.
That's not the one. Yeah, it's a specialty like, candle.
Sorry,
it's like a third degree burn all over his body.
Oops.
Not going to be going on a second date. Jared Leto, I've got this great candle. It's orange blossom from the body shop. Let me rub this all over you. Okay.
Bad idea.
Naked sushi. A.K.A. like Samantha on Sex and the City.
Is the sushi on me?
I don't know.
Again, she's the messenger. I'm going to assume it's like when it's like the naked girl and there's
yeah,
the sushi.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really think fish on fish is a good look.
Oh.
Thank you. I just think that's not conducive for down there. It's
no.
Not, no.
I'm going to say it probably gets warm when it's on your body.
That's nice.
And then also, if I wasn't eating it because I'd be on my back and then it would get stuck in my throat if I tried, so I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
So many things, Jack.
Hot yellowtail.
I thought about it. Ew,
ew. How about when someone orders for you at a restaurant?
I like that. That like takes charge type of situation. And then you most likely know what I want to eat. That's,
yeah.
That's hot. Naked.
Okay.
I like it too. Naked.
Yeah. I think if especially if you're in a relationship and it's like, yeah, they know your preferences
yeah.
or whatever, mm-hmm. I think it's sexy for sure.
I agree. Naked.
Yes. Naked.
Official naked, Jack.
Because if they're
naked.
Ordering for you, they also should be paying for you.
So yes.
Definitely naked.
Yes.
Could you imagine just going to a restaurant having a guy order for
like,
you?
She'll have the filet mignon and she's paying for
passes
it.
The
and a bottle of Dom Perignon.
Okay. What about love poems?
Naked.
Nah.
Nah?
No.
This depends. Okay. If it's from a stranger... Nah, if it's from like a long-term boyfriend,
I'm assuming everything is with a real partner, not like a...
Yeah. We don't know, Roxy.
Again, this is all you get. You get like two words.
It could be... Who... Think about it. In this day and age, what guy is writing you a romantic poem or love letter?
Somebody on The Bachelor, no. For sure. You know?
Exactly. My point exactly.
Kelty?
She's going to say naked.
Yeah,
come on.
Of course.
Of course.
I like the idea of a love letter.
I like a love letter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, poem, no.
A poem,
unless
like,
you're like a fantastic poet,
right?
But listening to the poems that guys write on The Bachelor, I'm just like, you guys are morons.
Yeah, and a rhyming poem is even worse.
That might be bad. Okay, a letter.
I could take a haiku.
Oh my god,
short and sweet.
Okay, what about dirty talk during sex?
Naked. You're already naked. So what's the debate? Exactly. You're already naked.
More naked.
I think naked, but like not. Extensive.
It's naked.
Like you can't have like a dirty conversation. It just needs to be a couple things and
like
then,
a catchphrase.
Don't make it a monologue, babe. Just you're so hot. I want to have you over here. And stop.
No.
It's enough.
Don't describe my body parts. Guys like that. And then it's like they want you to say something back to them. And then it's like a conversation. And then you don't know what to do. And you feel awkward. Yeah. Mm-mm. This has not happened to me.
But
though.
Then feel how awkward they feel if they say something like really nasty or whatever. And then you're just like, you just sit there looking at them.
Just like, yeah.
So then
yeah.
Imagine what's going through his head. Like,
he's like, should have wrote the love poem.
Right, I should have wrote the love poem.
Okay, what about baby talk?
No.
Baby.
No.
Baby.
No, I think there's some deep-seated issues with that.
I can't handle that.
Mm-mm. So wait, guys, it's naked or nah?
Nah.
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 Play the game. Okay, what about a shaved chest?
Naked.
I like a trimmed chest. Like, you don't want any hair at all?
I don't.
You like a wax? Like a baby seal?
I don't want hair.
Anywhere?
What about down there?
I don't. I prefer not.
Nothing?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Clean.
Like a swimmer.
Like a Michael Phelps.
Interesting. Yeah.
At least they can be nice and fluid.
You know what? Roxy, I agree with you. I don't like hair either.
It's not.
I don't want your back hair. I like a scrubber on your face.
Back hair. Oh,
back hair.
Yeah, back
hair. No.
Nothing worse.
I just can't.
Wait, what
I
was the question? A shaved chest.
Shaved chest. Chest.
I like hair. I think men should have hair.
I do too.
On their chest.
But like not where you can see like an actual curl.
Yeah.
Where it's like short.
Not like in the 70s
trim.
Where it would like pop out of their like.
Yeah.
Like
that's all I'm thinking is like taco meat is like just really bad.
I feel like most men don't have that much hair.
Have you guys ever seen though the like lower back hair? That's the grossest hair on a man.
Or like butt hair.
Oh god. Ugh. When it's coming up
or
like
on
sprouting.
Feet. Ugh. Okay, I don't want any hair. I'm done.
Okay, last one. Naked or nah? Sleeve tattoo.
Naked.
Naked.
Sleeve, like an arm tattoo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't really like tattoos, so nah. Nah. Nah, nah.
What are we? Nah, nah.
Nah, nah, nah.
I like a tattoo, but I don't know about a sleeve. It drives me crazy about where it like cuts off exactly like
if
a
sleeve.
If
you can cover it up with a suit or not.
I don't like that part. Yeah. Like if it just blended into, it could be okay.
So you want a whole arm, hand, fingertip tattoo?
It depends who it is. David Beckham? Yes.
David Beckham could have like a guy swing out of his arm and I'd say yes.
You were like, oh, I guess David Beckham would be okay.
I mean,
like,
he's okay.
He's fine.
He'll pass. He gets a naked, maybe.
He gets a naked. Okay, speaking of naked, we're going to help some of our Lady Gang members figure out their lives because clearly we have it together in 1 second.
Hashtag Ask the Lady Gang.
All right, guys. Before we start Ask the Lady Gang, if you want to get 20% off of jackfanick.com, use our code LADYGANG and get a Too Lazy to Be Crazy flannel because we can all match and be twinsies.
That was baby talk.
Oh, nah. I want your baby talk.
Twinsies.
Nah, man. Okay, so for this part of our podcast, you're going to help give our listeners some advice.
Gosh.
Because, I mean, you've got some good opinions. You can do the naked or nah.
I'm
going to
say, like, right now, I am not held liable. If you take my advice, you cannot come back and sue me for bad advice.
Hey, if there are lawsuits, They would have already delivered, signed, sealed, delivered to
us. I think we give the worst advice in the entire world. On that note, our first question comes from Katie, and she says, "Hi, Lady Gang, long-time listener, first-time question submitter. I'm at an age where everyone is getting married. I live in Chicago and live comfortably but not glamorously for someone in their late 20s. What do you think is an appropriate monetary amount to give for a close friend's wedding?"
Oof.
Oh.
There's a hard question.
I don't really know.
I never know. Huh. I think, like,
you don't want to be the cheap friend.
I think $100 is like the benchmark.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I would think too.
When you're single,
per person.
So if you're a couple,
well, depending on like how close the couple is to you too. Like if they're really good friends and you're in the bridal party, then I think $100 as a single girl. Mm-hmm. If they're not like great friends, maybe go on the registry and get like a $75 gift. But I think under 50 for a wedding is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're spending like usually around $100 to $200 per head, for you to be there.
I always like going on the registry and buying two of the least expensive gifts.
Yes.
Or a whole bunch of the smaller gifts, you know, so that way it looks like you bought a whole bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Like opening and they don't even know that right. It's like $20 worth of
things. Exactly. Like I bought them 10 things.
It's really hard though. Weddings, I have 4 weddings in the next couple months.
You always have a wedding to go to.
I have so many friends, Roxy. I'm a great wedding guest. I always get up everyone to Celebration on the Dance Floor right off the top. But it's just hard because
that doesn't
sometimes
surprise me at all.
Sometimes when you're traveling, like if you're going to Santa Barbara and then it's like the car and then the hotel, it's like you're $1,500 in the bag just to go to a wedding. Like I could have stayed home and watched Netflix. I love you, but anyway.
But you just don't want to be known as that person who skimped on a gift. So,
at the end of the day, who really knows that you skimped on a gift?
The people opening presents. Like I was there when my sister was opening presents, and if she got like a $30 gift from a friend, she'd be like,
"Wait, are they opening these gifts at the wedding?"
No, but like they get sent to your house sporadically throughout the whole thing, and it's like if she opens up like, you know, one Grill Master like spatula, she's like, okay, well, that's like,
well,
kind
this
of
probably came from Roxy,
crummy.
So.
But I buy 2 or 3 things though.
Two spatulas.
I think that you nailed it on the head though. At least $100 if they're good friends. If they're not, up to $50. Mm-hmm. Nothing less than 50 though.
Yeah. You can scrounge it up, you know. Yeah.
Happy wedding season, everyone.
Blech.
Oh God.
Can't wait to give you your spatula at your wedding, Becca.
I'm not doing gifts. So you're in luck.
There you go.
Get her a spatula anyways.
You know what? Actually, I will say I didn't register at our wedding. Did people give us gifts?
Probably not.
They must have. Oh, people did send stuff. My friend Jess sent me a whole bunch of pots, and I still use them. Thanks, Jess.
All right. Okay. Our next question comes from Kara on email, and she says, "Dear Lady Gang, what is the standard amount that you will pay for a tip at a restaurant? My friend wanted to tip a subpar waitress 15% pre-tax, and I thought it was incredibly rude. I never know that people would tip pre-tax, and I personally have never tipped under 18% after tax. Am I paying too much?"
Damn question picker really picked some technical ones this time. Right. These are things we need to know, Lady Gang.
They are. I like these.
Yeah.
Okay. I hate tipping, first of all.
I always double the tax and round it up usually.
Me too.
I always do 20%. I think post-tax. I do 20% of the bill, right?
Yeah. 20%. I mean, that's, yeah. I mean, I'm just going to say this. Like, people who skimp on tips, unless your waiter or like your server was a real dick, you never know what they're dealing with. If it's really busy, if someone called in sick and they have more tables than usual, like cut them some slack. And like, what's the difference of a couple dollars? Like, it's just so infuriating when you go to a restaurant with a friend and you split the check and then you see what they tip. And if it's under 20%, it's like, why? You couldn't just do an extra like $3.
Right.
Yeah.
You just want to be that person.
Yeah, and it's like you said, it's like you don't know what's going on. It might not be them. It might be somebody, the cooks, or somebody, like a different customer. Like, you don't know. So, I mean, give them the benefit of doubt. Waiting is really, really hard.
They're the person on the front line.
Have all of you been waitresses?
Never.
Nope.
Never? No. Yeah, I've been a waitress, and you better tip. It is the worst, because, you know, most people that are in that profession are not making a salary.
No.
They pay them like $4 an hour, and then all you make is a tip. So you're like busting your ass, and at the end of the night, you're like, I got $80. Blah! It was easier to be a go-go dancer. That's all I'm going to say.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so
naked
tip,
or not.
Tip well, Lady
tip
Gang.
Tip 20%, guys.
Lady right, Gang, keep it real.
And it comes back around.
It does. And if somebody is a really awesome server, maybe give them a little extra, but don't ever go down.
Unless make it rain, guys.
Right.
Damn it. Okay. Our last question comes from Allison on email, and she says, my boyfriend and I have been seeing each other for over 3 months now. He says things all the time, like he sees a future with me, he's obsessed with me, and he thinks I'm perfect. He tells me he sees a future with me in ways that he hasn't seen with anybody before. I've known from the beginning that I had strong feelings for him and felt like he was different, but the other day I finally admitted to myself that I think I'm in love with him. Not that I think. That she is in love with him. Sorry, I was reading that wrong. Now, part of me is busting at the seams to tell him, but I'm afraid. Will that make him feel like less of a man? I'm 99% sure he feels the same way, but I'm afraid to do it. What do you ladies think?
Wait.
Yeah.
Let him say it first.
Don't be the one to say it.
He'll say it eventually if he's saying all these other things.
Right.
I think he'll come back around. And then you don't want to be that girl that says it, and then yeah. he says thanks, and then right. it's awkward.
Oh. Yeah. Don't be like having sex, look into his eyes, and say I love you for the first time, okay? Don't be that girl.
And then he turns it into dirty talk.
And he's like, yeah, I love you too, baby.
Roxy? Horrible. No, seriously. Don't not say anything. No, yeah. I always believe that the guy should say it first. I mean, no matter what. And I mean, I guess as girls, we're more emotional, and of course we think like that, and it's like, maybe he feels the same way. Everything
we'll
that she could
feel
be feeling.
Before them anyway.
Yeah, 100%. And everything, I'm not saying that what she's feeling isn't right, and he may be getting there, and if he's already acting, you know, just wait for it, because it's going to be so, you're going to cherish the moment more when he says it first.
Yeah, and then there won't be that weird, like, oh my God, is he going to say it back? Like, yeah. He'll just say it, and it'll be the most exciting thing ever for you,
and he may
awesome.
Be like gearing himself up to say it, like, so don't be a buzzkill and say yeah. first and ruin his whole, you know, moment.
One time a guy told me he loved me, and then I like didn't say I loved him for like 6 months more, and he loved me so much, and then as soon as I said I love you too,
he left broke. You
and went to shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Guys like it when you don't really like them back.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's why that Why Men Love Bitches book is so popular.
I read that book. That was my inspiration
Did
for that.
Help you? My mom always tells me to read it.
It's great.
Like,
yeah. And it's true. It's they want book. The catch.
Yeah. They want to catch.
Yeah. So let him catch you, girl.
Yes.
Let him catch you.
Keep us updated. So hot. Okay. Well, Roxy, when can we see the show? Every Tuesday night?
She doesn't know.
Thursday nights. Thursday nights. I asked this question yesterday. I'm like, wait, Thursday nights.
Thursday nights on VH1. You can yes. check out Roxy and all her fun in Bora Bora and all the penises and
you don't see
nakedness.
All the half chubs.
All the half chubs.
Oh, wait, it's Wednesday nights, guys.
So you got that wrong twice.
Okay. Wednesday nights on VH1. You can check out Roxy. But listen, it's going to come up on your Facebook feed anyway.
It's on demand.
It's on demand.
It's on demand.
And
also,
if you really love Roxy, which you should, she's amazing, make sure to follow her on all her social medias, including her Instagram, at Roxy Diaz. Follow along on her adventures because she was having fun. And she's also excellent fashion inspiration for all you fashionistas out there. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having
it's
me.
Really great to see you. I
Lots
forgive you for winning that Emmy. And guys, make sure that you subscribe. Thanks for listening to the Lady Gang podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. It's Becca Tobin, at Jack Bannock, at Kelty Knight, especially Kelty Knight, and also at the Lady Gang. And make sure to submit your Ask the Lady Gang questions on our website, theladygang.com. We are outie, and we will see you next Tuesday. Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.